this fascinating lineup in the sky of the galaxy and the sun at 11:11 in the morning, Universal Standard Time, on December 21st, 2012.
The galactic alignment, the rare alignment to the center of the Milky Way galaxy that is happening in the years around 2012.
This end date in 2012 represents this kind of very rare galactic alignment where the Earth and the Sun line up with the black hole or dark rift or cosmic mother to the center of the Milky Way.
2012 is like a Stargate effect that will happen throughout the entire solar system and essentially pushes us into a higher energetic frequency.
The dark rift in the Milky Way is the road to the underworld, so that's where the Sun will be aligning with in 2012.
They knew the cycles existed, but what's even more important, they knew that humans change in the presence of the cycles.
When the Sun and the center of the galaxy come into alignment, that's when the shift of the ages happens.
The ancients tracked the Sun in the precession of the equinoxes, the 26,000-year cycle of the Earth, etc., and the solar relationship with the Milky Way galaxy. And we're talking about Mayan stuff now and Egyptian stuff, but here's the point. We've got a Bible that most people don't understand is an astrotheological scientific document that talks always about the signs of the zodiac. For example, the Bible, I'll give a real quick example. Luke 21, it says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear."
And the crossing is between Leo and Aquarius.
Really? Okay.
And Scorpio, yes, and Taurus, which are the four signs found in John's Apocalypse and in Ezekiel, the angel, the lion, the bull, and the eagle, which is Scorpio. And I believe that Christianity is the last religion of the Iron Age. It's the religion that tries to prepare us for the end of the age. And again, remember, I'm not saying the end of the world, I'm saying the end of the age.
December 21st, 2012 is the specific artifact. The Maya calendar could be correlated very precisely with our calendar. So we know precisely when this big cycle began, which was August 11th of 3114 BC. So we know the specific date on which this 13 Bakhtun cycle ends, this period of 5,125 years. It falls precisely on December 21st of 2012.
What I think is that time goes in vast cycles, and at certain points in the cycles, human civilizations rise to some very high level of development, either in terms of their knowledge or spiritual advancement or technological advancement. And then there are periods of decline.
Key wise people that understood the relationship of the sun, the Milky Way, and the earth to earth changes and everything else, changes in consciousness, civilization, cultures, of course, they went up and they went down with solar cycles, these 11-year events.
It appears that what's happening is that the galaxy is causing us to shift in frequency on a very intrinsic level. This is basically an irreversible event, that it's literally like there's this tidal wave coming towards us in the galaxy of energy, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's going to hit us. It's going to hit us around the end of 2012. We're already breaching the boundary of this energy now. The entire solar system is experiencing climate change just like the Earth. The sun's magnetic field has shrunk by 25% in just the last few years. Between 1997 and 2000, there was a 300% increase in the amount of dust coming into the solar system from the galaxy, which again suggests that we're moving into an area where there's more energy, more dust. So 2012, according to Henry Deacon again, is an actual rift in space and time. It literally represents a fundamental harmonic change in the way that time functions. This would fulfill all the ancient prophecies about the coming of a golden age on Earth. So they're not doom and gloom at all. They're saying that we're actually heading into a dimensional shift. The purpose is to promote our evolution and get us to the next level.
We know the sun isn't even the center of anything, that where our lives are in fact directed and oriented to the center of our Milky Way galaxy, to the black hole at the center of our Milky Way galaxy.
And in fact, our galaxy is connected to hundreds of billions of other galaxies in the universe. And so that's what 2012 is this recognition that, one, we're all in this together for sure, and that we are in the process right now of evolving rapidly. I mean, this acceleration is incredible, and our challenge now is to illuminate ourselves and to connect with visionary, mystic, and even mythical symbolism that can orient us towards becoming higher beings.
If this is really about a transformation, and if this is about us coming to an understanding of who we are as human beings, and if it's about reconnecting with our true selves, and this is what the Maya creation myth does point to, then there's this work of transformation that we need to be doing. So we need to disconnect from being attached to the illusions that keep us bound to states of limitation in our minds as individuals. You know, we have this amazing energetic situation that bodes an incredible opportunity for us to line up with the center of the cosmos, but we have to do something to put ourselves into alignment, because through many centuries and millennia of human history, we've been habituated to being out of alignment. So there's a real spiritual work that can be done.
And they literally said that humankind is going through a development, or what some have called a gestation process, akin to what we do in the womb of our mother. And at the end of this cycle, that we wouldn't recognize the face of the earth, we wouldn't recognize our civilization, we're being reborn. So it's not the end of the world as if nothing exists. It may very well be the end of an unsustainable way of carrying on our lives and the beginning of something that replaces that.
And I think there could actually be a small shift in the gravitational field of the Earth. It may already be happening, actually. There's a lot of evidence to say that it's beginning to happen. And I think that this in itself gives birth to a different way of life, a different feeling on Earth, and we're not quite as weighted down.
What I tell people is that in all the ancient texts, you look at Enoch, Elijah, you look at Ezekiel, the various prophets who perfected themselves, what they spent their lives doing was mastering the mythological lore of the stars, of star beings, of light beings, in hopes that one day they would be granted an interview, as they describe it, with their higher selves or with one of these light beings, one of these ascended beings. If you know the lingo, know the lore, and get the job, as did Enoch, Elijah, Ezekiel, they literally will put in the palm of your hand all of the sacred knowledge that you need in order to join the gods.
You can see that something absolutely phenomenal, something fundamental, something historical is occurring right in front of our eyes. And most people are just looking at it with their mouths hanging open, trying to figure out what's going on. And it's no coincidence that this is all going on. While these ancient predictions, Nostradamus, alchemists, Egyptian, the entire motif of the pyramids and the Sphinx are pointing towards this, it's all one thing. And it's pointing towards the switch in the seasons. The seasons of the galaxy, I guess we would call it. And we're truly switching. Just as we switched from lunar time to solar time back a few hundred years ago and during Rome times, now we are switching from solar time to galactic time. And that's what's going on here. And since time is fourth dimensional, it's a fundamental shift in the way that the layers of hyperspace interact with us on the ground. And when that occurs, and it is occurring right now and will continue to occur, things are going to get more and more caught into a dreamlike presence where the past and the future and everything are going to begin happening all at once. I know this sounds awfully strange, but those of us who understand alchemy and hyperdimensional physics, you know, they understand what I'm saying.
Right.
The rest of you will get it soon enough, and most of you all probably already feel it. And that's where it really comes through anyway, is the heart, because the heart is really the mind of the higher dimensions. While the brain is the mind of the third dimension, the heart is the mind of the higher dimensions. It's how we communicate to our higher dimensional cells and everything. So if your heart is feeling that there's something going on here and you don't quite understand it, trust your heart, because there is something going on, and it's phenomenal. And as we approach this time period, more and more people are going to become convinced that this stuff is all true, and they're going to be looking more and more into the esoteric arts, into alchemy, into astrology, into ancient cultures, and it's going to give birth to a new consciousness.